Well, good morning, America. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your host, Daniela, speaking. So, it's another Monday at 8 p.m., and I find myself back with you all. And Henry is not here at the moment. Again, like last week. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed Henry has other commitments, which cause him to be a few minutes late sometimes, and that's okay. But here I am. Oh, well, that's funny. Look who decided to show up. Henry, would you mind letting me know which mic you're on?
This is mic 3.
All right, let's cue you in here.
Guys, I just, like, I heard that there was trash talk happening, and I just, like, had to show up.
Henry, can you hear yourself right now?
I can't hear myself.
That's really fascinating. Try again.
Can I be heard? I feel like I'm...
Try speaking into mic 4. Do you see it?
Mic 4 is...
Right here. I can hear myself now.
Oh, that sounds a lot better. So I was just telling everyone.
Yeah, you were just, I heard that I was being trash talked behind my back for being late. And so I had to manifest.
No, it's okay. I understand. I was just going to mention that this is a very fun special because this happens to be our spring break special. This is the week leading up to spring break.
Yes, sir.
I hope that you use our station today to study to.
Midterms.
And I would never hope to get political on the station.
Never, ever.
But I do want to let you guys know that I'm Jewish. And Wednesday it's Purim.
Controversial
also
take. Very, very hot take to put on air, your faith.
Look, I gave it a little tag. But Purim is Wednesday, and that's exciting because that's a fun holiday. So we've got some fun songs lined up for you guys.
Yes, sir. Very, very, we have curated these very carefully to be in line with Purim, Spring Break, and Pi Day.
These songs actually managed to fit all three of those categories.
Every single one.
And in the Purim spirit, I've just been like reflecting on the acts of kindness that people do for you. Like, what makes someone do something nice for you? And knowing that he was going to be late, Henry told me that I could have the first two songs today. And I think that that was really genuine and really kind. And I thank you for that act of kindness, Henry.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being such a great co-host who is ready to shout me out like that on the show.
Anything for you.
I appreciate it.
The playlist is back to as it was, and we shall proceed as such. So I guess we can get it going. The first song I have queued up is Acolyte by Slaughter Beach Dog. It's just a cute, pretty song. If you want extra points, notice how it fits all three themes, which, Henry, can you please recount for us?
Yeah. So keep careful notice. Send to us how it fits in. You know how. It fits in with it being the week before spring break. This is our spring break special. Purim being Wednesday, this is our Purim special. And today being Pi Day, it's our Pi Day special.
Yeah, we really have it all in there. I hope that you guys enjoy Acolyte.
Stick with it. Annie, I want you. you to marry me. We'll wait a few years. I don't mean to frighten you, I just wanna be clear.
What a pretty song by a band with such a not so pretty mouthful of a name.
How do you, because there's a comma, so the name is Slaughter Beach, comma, Dog.
Yeah, you know, you're just
talking. How do you read that, Henry?
It's like you're in conversation with somebody and they're just like, oh, what's that place over there? And you're just like, Slaughter Beach, Dog.
Oh, it's like dog as like a term of endearment.
Yeah, like you're talking to your dog and you just point out like, yeah, that's Slaughter Beach, Dog.
You think that's it?
I think that's definitely what the author
intended.
You think
they were intended. Just, like, goofing off, and then one guy was like, where are we going? Like, Slaughter Beach, Dog. And like, oh, man, that's so
That sounds so sick.
That's
oh
so
my
sick.
Gosh.
We should make that our band name.
Yeah, we should make that our band name. Like, we should make it, like, the punctuation correct.
Like, I make those jokes with my friends, but I don't actually make them my band's name.
Yeah. My band. My band's dog. Name is Spring Break. Perm pie.
SSB PP.
Yeah. SBPP. That's what we go by.
SBPP.
And there's commas in between every word.
Hey, Henry, I'm seeing a really up-and-coming cool new band this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, SBPP, bro? Bro,
yeah,
you listen to SBPP?
At the Royale. SBPP is playing at the...
At the Royale?
At the Royale.
In Boston?
The Boston Royale.
No way.
Madison Square Garden. Hello, Madison Square Garden. We are...
We are SBPP.
S, comma, B, comma, P, comma, P.
Yeah.
That had a good, rhythm to it.
It does.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, the next song is Stylo by the Gorillaz. That's all the introduction we need.
Let's give it.
Push up, overload, legendary, heavy glow, sunshine, thunder roll, keep this. Speed.
You guys heard a few songs there. I don't remember the last time we went three songs without speaking. So first was that Gorillaz song.
First was Stylo by the Gorillaz off of my favorite Gorillaz album, Plastic Beach. Super solid right before they went on hiatus and then sold out and became, like, I don't know, just like Damon Albarn's band that used to be, like, cool. Yeah, I have strong opinions. And then after that...
Yes, after that was Lucy Dacus' take on Le Vion Rose, which I think is a very kind of cool rock cover of that song, but, like, still, like, pretty and gentle. I do love Lucy Dacus. I saw her last semester, and she was, a really good performer, and I believe she played the song. Henry, do you remember, despite the fact that you were not at that concert?
I remember clearly. I wasn't there, but I remember her playing the song at the concert.
Thank you for the validation. And then what was that most recent song?
The most recent song we heard, I was feeling rather steely when I was making this playlist. And so we had Haitian Divorce by Steely Dan off of The Royal Scam. Big shout out to my friends Thomas and Ross from home for playing this whole vinyl for me. Multiple times, just like not really doing anything to just imprint it in my brain and brainwash me to like Steely Dan. It's worked. This is a super cool song. As Ross has told me multiple times, the difficulty of getting a guitar to properly sound through a talk box, which they did for the entire song and through the solo. Very impressive stuff. I don't know, little upbeat, little, some might even go as far as to say, semi kind of maybe tropical.
Some might even go as far as to call it hyperpop.
Yeah. I think it just crosses the border to become hyperpop enough when you consider the level of bass
in the song and in the lyrical composition.
Yeah. You know, it's interchangeable at this point.
Something very exciting happening on radio for Henry and I know that you guys have probably caught on to the fact that we have no idea how anything works in the studio, but what I figured out was how to control the overall volume in the studio. So, like, what are pieces of the music?
Guys, we figured out how to control the volume of the music
crazy.
We played. Isn't
the
that
music
exciting?
Plays through we're listening to it. There's a big speaker system in this room, and sometimes it's so loud that we can't hear each other, and sometimes it's so quiet that we don't know what we're playing, and Henry and I have just always dealt with it. Yeah. But today we found the knob.
We found the volume knob.
We found the knob.
Guys, isn't that such a ringing in indictment of our skill at the studio that we just found the volume knob here?
You know, it's only been a few months.
It's only been like over 6 months.
Well, on that note, this song goes out to my father. It's called "It's a Crime I Never Told You About the Diamonds in Your Eyes" by the Black Heart Procession. Progression? I don't know. The word is cut off on my Spotify.
It's Procession.
Procession, that's what I thought. He said that he listened to this. It was one of the best albums he had ever heard when he was listening. He just got really into it when he heard it. He said, be careful, it's really depressing. But I don't find it that depressing because it has a good beat.
Oh,
so
wow.
So it's fine.
All right. Listeners, you know how to reach out to us. Tell us if you're feeling rather depressed or not to the song.
Call in and we'll do like one of those things on those radio stations where we give you life advice.
Yeah, and then right afterwards I have a pick-me-up, so we balance each other out.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. So we'll probably just play straight into that.
Yeah, I think so. I think our listeners will need a pick-me-up by that point.
Let's go for it.
Let's get depressed.
Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is it the real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, let me see you get high and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me, work out.
That was just a workout by J. Cole, some vintage J. Cole to play on the show. I have to say, finding out that I can just look up like X artist clean and then find just clean versions of their songs on Spotify.
Does that work like without fail?
Yeah, it's like it's revolutionized the playlist game for this upcoming radio show. Two things that I want to shout out in that song. One line, J. Cole was saying, you're up late, so you'll probably skip class. That's true. My Friday class has become optional for me now. Shout out to Isabel Boxerman, if you're listening, for sending me the notes for my Friday stats class that I missed. I woke up in the morning, and I was not a conscious human being. And also, it was 11:20.
What time is class?
10:30 to 11:20.
So it doesn't really matter if you woke up and weren't feeling it at that point.
Yeah. Basically. Second thing to shout out in that song, fun fact, the sample used for the actual beat comes from the very end of a new workout plan by Kanye off of the College Dropout, his debut album. That's another song. That's just like a fun song in its own right. It's just like ridiculous, comedic, classic Kanye.
Not to get like political on this radio station or anything, but
Kanye.
Yeah,
that was good. I know it's controversial to say, but Kanye.
And you can see how all of these songs have connected to our theme of spring break.
Exactly, of spring break.
And Friday.
Yes.
SBPP.
Yeah, SBPP. That song obviously fits in there.
Workout, SBPP, they're practically interchangeable. This next song is called Bit by a Dead Bee Part 2. The band is called Foxing. I would call this math rock. It has really, like, intricate... I mean, it stays in a pretty consistent time signature, but I think the instrumentals, especially the drumming, gets kind of, like... cool and tricky and really interesting to listen to.
It sounds so, math rocky enough.
You think so? Pay attention to the drums, you guys.
Pay attention to the time signature on the drums. Try to keep up.
Yeah.
You won't.
You won't, scrub. Here we are. I hope you guys didn't hate that. I think it's a cool song. Mom, I know you might have hated that.
My mom, I also know that you might have been a little bit caught off guard by that. But I liked it.
Thank you,
so
Eddie.
That's what matters.
That's what matters.
Coming up next, you know the show. You know the DJ. You know what band I'm going to be playing at this point. It's Weezer. Huge surprise.
Woo!
Coming out of nowhere. Who could have guessed? This is, fittingly, for a spring break episode coming off of the White Album.
their very much California-themed album, 2016's Return to Form, after Rivers Cuomo was dissatisfied with making commercial music and said something along the lines of, I'm tired of being a Happy Meal, even though this is...
Did he say that?
I think that's a quote from him. And then he proceeded to make a really solid but arguably pretty overproduced power pop rock album, but
more hyperpop.
Yeah, then he proceeded to create a lot of hyperpop. But I mean, in terms of Weezer albums, this is solid. This is, I think, up there, almost with Blue. Definitely ranks higher than Pinkerton for me. But Pinkerton is just like a weird album.
Oh, this Blue is, by Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, Blue by Joni Mitchell, who went to Tufts.
Yep.
So this is a song that puts Rivers Cuomo's weird, like. I don't want to go as far as to say misogyny in this song, but just like...
Boo, Heyman Grogger.
Boo, yeah. Get up those Heyman Groggers. It's strange. All I'll say is it's strange for a 50-year-old man who's married to be writing a song about L.A. girls and telling them to act their age.
Oh, maybe I actually would call that misogyny, but let's give it a listen and then we can write a paper on it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
In the harsh morning sun, the blinds of my eyes Let lightly can signal for me to be waking. And the hammer of my head rings out its destruction with a sign that reads this young man is rapidly aging. And the clock upon my wall is an hour slow. What difference does it make when all I do with my time is wasted? And I sent my baby home, never to return. I hope she knows one day I did it to try to protect her. Cause the summer came on with no warning. The scene was altered like pulling a weapon. Death is a six-letter word, the first letter is silent. Where I'm at, starting to get pretty quiet. And the afternoon drags on like a traitor tied to a horse. But what I fear most is the oncoming evening. Cause I wake up with the dawn and work till I can't no more. And with nightfall I have to face my own reflection. And I say, who is this man? What has he done? And what's the point of trying to avoid the poison? I wanna forget it all, sweet oblivion. Take me like you did last night and we'll do the next one. Cause the summer came on with no warning. And the scene was altered like pulling a weapon. Death is a six-letter word, the first letter is silent. Where I'm at, starting to get pretty quiet. Cause the summer came on with no warning. And the scene was altered like pulling a weapon. Death is a six-letter word, the first letter is silent. Where I'm at, starting to get pretty quiet. Where I'm at, starting to get pretty quiet. Where I'm at, starting to get pretty.
What a uplifting song.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. So that was called Death is a Six-Letter Word by Field Medic. I think it's pretty damn depressing, but it's pretty.
But it's spring breaky.
But it's spring
breaky. It relates to Pi Day.
And
Purim. How? You know.
It's a gorgeous song, though, and Henry and I were okay through it because we have consistently, through this entire radio station, been showing each other pictures of our dogs.
Yeah, we've been trading photos of our dogs and it's been getting
us through. Really great way.
Daniela's dog is just like a sausage that loves to lie on its back.
Yeah. Shout out Kimmel.
Shout out to Kimmel.
Henry's got a solid dog.
Shout out to Milo. He's dense. My dense boy.
I haven't shown you enough pictures of Perry. It's my other dog. She's big and strong and beautiful and so much better than the little dude I've been showing you.
But we are a community radio station, and so it's a little late, but we have a PSA to play for you. And it's spring break. You guys will probably be traveling, so I have a question for you, Daniela.
What's that, Henry?
Are you annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport?
Honestly, I'm constantly vibrating.
At what frequency?
About 7.
Fair enough. That's too much, and it's these planes' fault. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days?
Well, mainly, really just mainly annoyed by the vibrations.
They won't stop. Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision.
Highway in the Skyway.
This means that on days with northwest wind,
wins every single airplane departing from Logan's Airport runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods.
Wow.
What? With near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this.
This sounds a little bit Old Testament. Every sacrificial.
Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
This is giving me like Sodom and Gomorrah vibes.
Exactly. It's the same
smite
as Sodom and Gomorrah.
Smite the sacrificial
cities. You must smite all the sinners in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Smite them.
And we will feast on that day on all the fruit bats and the orangutans and the carp.
Until then, we shall vibrate.
And the breakfast cereals.
Oh, yeah.
But until then, we shall vibrate.
Next up, Henry, would you like to introduce this? We don't have that much time left.
This
songs.
Is a cool Beatles cover that is reggae.
We'll do this. We'll probably give our sign off and then play ourselves out. Cool. Here we are.
It does. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. And if somebody loved me like it do me, oh, yes, it do me.
Okay, good morning, America. This has been Great Songs.
This is the
for
morning.
And you are listening to Daddy 1.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free From Radio. I hope you've enjoyed what we've given you today, all on the theme of SBPP.
Very consistent, sticking exactly to that theme.
Henry
SBPP,
and I are very
it's a
good
mantra.
At sticking to a theme.
Yeah.
We're just going to play out on Joan Jett's Bad Reputation, a fun song. I hope you guys are feeling female and empowered from this.
Yeah, and do you want to know who had a bad reputation and who definitely was really bad to a certain woman named Esther? Haman.
Oh, boo.
Keeping in mind with Purim, we love Purim.
We love Purim. We hate bad reputations. We are empowered to have a good spring break from bad reputations.
And we love pi.
Wow. Honey, can you get any, like, absurd amounts of digits out of pi?
3.14159.
Yep, cool. Here's Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. Have a nice night, you guys.
We